Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you. I'm Dr. Anthony Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Real relationship talk show that truthfully and with it. We excited that we got some great students or topics we're going to talk about. We're going to commit to it. We're going to talk about the awesome things and the changes and how our city tonight is. Do you have skills for a successful relationship? And I want you to think about that. That's a question at the title. Do you have the skills to have a successful relationship? And we'll be coming in here broadcasting like we're going to make it here to be opening some of the co-hosts that join me from time to time. Give a call at night and make a call for their team to be in regard to this. It's a blessing on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited because we have listeners and watchers in 40 countries, and we're able to get the word out. And we thank each and every one of you all for taking time to check us out. Again, it's the Dr. Lowe Show. And it's the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. I am Dr. Winston D. Smith. You can call in and be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I'm going to repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask your location, you can chat with Dr. Winston D. Smith as we talk about our title. Do you have the skills for a successful relationship? We all think we have the skills, but sometimes we don't. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We also have live broadcasts on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Smith. We also have the Instagram, and that's at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, which is our email. And our Instagram is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. That's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. We thank you, brother, for being a part. But you can check us out also on their social media site. President Dr., and that's President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, or President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Also, Tumblr Live. We're being broadcast on Tumblr Live at Dr. Lowe Smith blog. So, again, we're too excited about having you as a part. We also have several Twitter accounts that you can check us out. We're not being broadcast live on Twitter, but we're able to make a connection with you at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, and at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And our On the Man episode, if you want to go back and check us out and see the 43 episodes that's being broadcast and been done on this radio station, you can go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk. You also can go to Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and you can catch our On the Man episodes. Also, if you want to email to you, we'll email it to you as well. WBSW Radio, as I mentioned earlier, we have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. I have to repeat that because that's important. We're the first. That's why we say number one. We're the first radio station to take the social media networks and be able to broadcast on the various sites all over the country. So we're really excited about that. We also have a giveaway called WBSW Radio Giveaway. We want you to register for it. All you have to do is send your name. That'll be cool. Send your name along with a means of transaction. No four means of transaction is Cash App,
PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. If you just want to send your name, that's fine. To LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, our title, do you have the skills for a successful relationship? And I truly want you to take an opportunity to give a shout out to those individuals joining us on a different social media site. Give a shout out to Sir_H_Knight that's joining us. And I'm looking at a look very familiar. And we're going to give a shout out. He's dressed in some blue. I'm going to say his number 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're going to give you a shout out. Miss Bush, EBS, is joining us. We're going to wave at her. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Daryl Woods with the number 24 joining us. Thank you so much. And if you're a member of the Divine Nine, you can just let me know by typing it in there. Also, Yvette Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's my biological younger sister, part of this blue and white family. And also we have Blaze. It's Blaze XX69. Thank you for joining. There are some others that are slowly coming in. Thank you so much for taking time. Let's talk about, do you have the skills for a successful relationship? A lot of people will tell you, I have the skill. But first of all, you have to know what skill you need to have a successful relationship. First of all, one of the biggest challenges that we have, that we have two genders, and both genders really don't have a real true picture, understanding of the other gender, and especially when women, we call women toward men, they don't really understand what men is action from them or acts of them. We can identify with the, most of the time the women's, they want a man that's going to be a provider, protector, priest, and a prophet. He's a person that's willing to give the greatest effort. She wants him to be encouraging, supporting. And all of those are some of the things that comes into play, and you should be able to do that. But being a provider and protector, it don't fit everybody. Some people are more takers. They're more dependent as a man. But be the provider and protectors. And women know that. Now, for women about men, they don't truly understand. They'll say several things, but this is what a man truly wants in a majority. And I don't mean 100% of them, and they truly want this. They want somebody to be cooperative, agreeable, fit, friendly, submissive, in some cases childish, no children. These are things that guys want, because no man wants to be taking care of anybody else's child. The man that has the child should be taking care of his own children. So those are some of the things just we have to find. So when you think about those things, can you answer that question and say, do you have the skills for a successful relationship? Do you have the skill to be cooperative? Do you have the skill to be agreeable? Do you have the skills to be friendly? Do you have the skills to be submissive? Do you have the skills that do not bring you to the table a lot of time being childish? This is truly what, and vice versa, with a man. A woman wants him to be a provider, a protector, a prophet, a priest, a leader, a person that's willing to work and work to the maximum. A man that's truly exhibit responsibility, accountability, a man who truly have empathy. These are the things that they expect out of you. We can't get tied up that the same what women want from men and men want for women. And sometimes we do that. We think that all men, George men just want a woman that got money. We know we have to provide. We know we have to be able to be the protector. So we're not looking. We're not worried about how much money you have and what situation you're in. We're going to look at you as that person that if you're cooperative, if you're agreeable, you're friendly. That's not too hard. That's a skill that you can develop. So let's look at what are relationship skills. See, relationship skills include if I identify the person, being able to have some of those things, both gender, I think we're entitled into this microwave society is that we won't listen because if it's not what we think it should be being said, we're going to use deflection. We're going to use continuing to talk and continue to rationale when it's simply when a question asks a yes or no answer with you because I put some thought in it. I have what I call this 7-second rule. And this 7-second rule that I used, and I used when I was an administrator as a coach, is that no matter what happens, I'm going to allow the person that's coming before me to have 7 seconds, if sometimes it goes longer, to think about what happened. You get a chance to create a thought process, and then you can respond to me. In a minute. But besides that, it allows you to cool off. You won't be so angry because when people at the pit, at the highest point of anger, they respond in an ineffective way. And they can't communicate with you. I was listening to a show today. One of the individuals on there had a chance to come on the show, was talking about it. They had a lot of questions. But they was struggling because they were so nervous. They couldn't get it out like they want to get it out. But when you can't get it out, people don't feel like you're communicating with them effectively. See, communicating effectively is your first having active listening skills. And that's being able to listen before you talk. Too many times people talk, just keep on talking, just won't stop talking. And if you like me, I can't be around people and be in a place where people continue to talk. Because the thing about it, what you're saying is much for your purpose, not for my purpose. Communication is a two-way street. You have to have listening, active listeners, an individual who can articulate their thoughts enough in the form of talking effectively. The next thing is self-advocating. See, we're about fighting for ourselves. So relationship is that we have to put the self into place as well. That's why we always talk about one of the first things in a healthy relationship when we're talking about the tears is self-love. See, you have to be able to love yourself before you can love anybody else. Let me give a shout-out to look like Carly, Kristen, Bella is joining us. Thank you so much, Carly, Kristen, Bella joining us. Thank you for taking time. You have to be able to be in a position where you can be able to communicate with so people can truly understand where you're coming from. But you always will be advocating for yourself well-being. See, one thing about it, if a person to be in a successful relationship must be mature in the well-beings. And those 5 well-beings, I add 6 and add 1 more. Some of you may add many more. It's okay, but these are the 5 we're going to say that you need to make sure you are mature in. You have to be physically mature and to the point where your well-being puts you in a position you can understand your health, how important your health is, and understand you got to take care of yourself. Another thing that goes along with what I was sharing about where a guy said he wants a person to be fit. Your physical health, and everybody said, well, you could be going to bed a certain size and be fit. Well, that's fine, but who's the one looking at and the ideal of picking? When you see people based on your first visual imagination of a visual sight of them, you want to see something that you know that you see that's fit, not what other folks think that fit of a maturity. It's the worst thing to go in a relationship and you're immature. If you look back on some of the past relationships you have been in, and you saw that the people you was dealing with was immature, and it became chaos. See, when you got a chaos in mind, you cannot function like you need to function. So it became a chaotic situation. It became toxic. So their mental is definitely mental. And you have to keep that in mind. You have to make sure you mature in the form of your well-being so you can have a successful relationship. The next thing is emotional. See, emotional is that one that gets everybody. People don't realize how important the emotional part is. I call it the emotional cue. An emotional cue is your emotional IQ. mean that you are able to be mature enough emotionally because you understand the what emotions consist of and how things happen, not always what people want to put on as emotion. Just like feelings. Feeling is a emotion. People always say they talk with their feelings. They speak with their feelings. You know, I feel this way and I feel that way. And I see it is not that means you need to work on your emotional cue because you're using feelings instead of emotions include feelings. Emotions include anger. Emotions include grief. You know, these are the things that you have to mature on it and put yourself in a position so you can have a successful relationship. The next thing so important is spiritual. You know, we have to understand, we have to get ourselves in order. You may not be the Christian like some others are, but we live in a society we still where laws are based on our Christians' belief. And some people I know working to get rid of that because they quit to say they interpret that. But your spiritual well-being is really important. You have to work on that. You know, you don't have to just go into the four walls of our churches to learn about Lord and Savior. You can do that by living it every day. So you need to make sure you are mature spiritually. And the next one is financially. This is one that tears up a lot of marriages and relationships is finance. First of all, you got to remember that when you go back to the gender thought process, the gender as a female, when they're looking for their idea of a man that can meet their need, it must be able to provide. That means you must be financially in a position to provide for that relationship. Because it's going to come to you. And one thing a lot of people don't want you to say or wants to share, you know, a majority of men don't really care with a woman when they've got an interest in you. When you caught his eyes, it'll say how much money you have. Or really, how many degrees you have. Because it's amazing. I bring that point up and I jump to get ready to make sure my some of my bills are paid because I do some of my promotions and my sponsors that I know that we have to make sure we get their name out. But she got to remember that, yes, everybody, if you go to school, you go to degree, go get a degree. Get a degree for what? So you can take care of yourself. But as I said, a man don't worry about how much money you have. Because you know why? He can't spend it. I don't know no relationship that a woman will lie with the money, making all the money, six figures, five figures, or whatever you're making, going to allow that man to have access to spend that money. So it don't matter to an individual who's mature. I would say it don't matter to grown males and overgrown boys. Because they're selfish. When you're selfish, you have a tendency to want what other people are. You'll even come to the point to be a dependent for those. Are you codependent on that person because they're going to have to take care of you? Truly, you have to look at it in a manner that you believe that it is not the biggest deal breaker. But fitness is because we're visual. Men are visual. I was talking to someone recently, and they was talking. I said, "Do you believe that when you have a friend that a married couple, and they said, I want to introduce you to somebody, especially with females?" Now, I asked them, "What was the first word that comes out of your mouth?" First thing that comes out of your mouth is, "He got a job." So that means that he has to be able to provide. Vice versa for a man. If a man was out there with his friend, that married couple, he didn't have anybody, he's the third wheel, and they said, "We got somebody you want to meet." The first thing they said, "How she look?" See, these are kind of the things. This ought to put us in line that if our skills are not in place, that we can't be. We don't always say how much money they make. That is something a majority of the men asks you. And when you say something, you got somebody you want to meet. How much money? That ain't the first thing. It's the first thing, how they look. And the looking go a long way. So we got to understand each other so we can build on the skills. We talk about the well-being in line of self-advocating. See, you have to be the best version of yourself, and you have to make sure you get to work. The next thing, the skills, is developing a mutual healthy, yes, remember that, healthy and productive relationship. You have to put the work in. If you want to be in a relationship, you got to put the work in. You can't be 80% in, 20% out. You can't be 50-50. This is okay. You have to be 100 or 110% in. And you have to put that effort in. And when we start trying to measure how much we can give, that means we want to intentionally put in all of it in like we're supposed to anyway. So let's take an opportunity. Give a shout out to one of our sponsors. And I always want to give a shout out to this young man because he's doing an awesome thing. TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm to meet your needs. If you're interested in working with an organization who can help you not write the grant but be the administrator of the grant, provide you training to train your staff, you can give Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC, a call. The number is 334-320-5438. That's TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Give them a call, and they can work with you and provide the help you need. I also want to give a shout-out to L&T Star Wars Lawn Service, and their promotional is here. We want to do a promo.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony, and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Awesome. So give a call to L&T Stores Lawn Service in South Central Alabama. That's Mr. Tony Stallworth. The number again is 334-300-7401. So let's kind of continue with our topic. Let's talk about a few more relationship skills that you need to have. See, first of all, you have to know exactly what those relationship skills are. First of all, you need to be able to maintain trust in your relationship. So you have to be trustworthy. So you have to trust yourself. If you can't trust yourself, you can't trust anybody else. Be respectful friendships. Have respectful friendship. Be respectful. Demonstrate gratitude. Be thankful for what people do for you. Thank you. That's a skill that you have to have because you got to be grateful for what that person is doing for you. Be respectful to that person. That's a skill you need to have if you want to have a successful relationship. You also have to be cooperative. We go back to that. We say that's what that should be on the list of things that a woman has to understand about a man. He wants somebody to cooperate and be agreeable. You know, resisting inappropriate social pressure. You know, it was amazing. I was listening to a stance on going back to 1980s or something about Cosmopolitan and Cosmopolitan magazine and how the editor wrote things that really were not true, but it set the way of what's going on today. It was good to bring it. It was a little long-term relationship versus relationship. It was on straight talk, no chaser. And we was talking about all the things people through social media, social pressure have made marriage seem like it's the worst thing that you ever can do. When in our community, we only have 28% of our population married. When up until 1965, it was, and we're comfortable with being out alone in these long-term relationship with no commitment. It's all about having the commitment to But don't let social pressure put you in a situation where, like some people, there's social pressure to get married. It may be, but if you're doing it for the purpose, and I always say your cultural need to meet married people, our cultural need. We're at 28%, and the next, you know, lowest group of in other cultures is Caucasian people at 54%. But that's almost two times as many as what we have. We have to realize that we have to focus on what's good to make our culture better and not worry, be selfish and worry about ourselves. Be able to have the skill of negotiating conflict constructively. See, and that's one of the things they'll talk about is the relationship. The one thing that we should destroy in a relationship is part. It's one of the C's, but it's something you need, and it's conflict resolution. See, conflict can destroy a relationship. There's nothing successful about conflict unless you have a means of resolving the conflict. But it's one of the ways a relationship have come to an end as quick as possible, which is conflict. We also seek and offer help. We should be able to seek and offer help when we need it. That's a skill. See, everybody can't do that. Seek and offer help when needed. Can you do that? That's a skill you have to do in a successful relationship. See, relationship skills are critical to success in life. Relationship skills are critical in success of life. When you're talking about relationship, I'm not just talking romantic relationship. I'm talking about family relationship, friendship, partnership, work relationship, cohort, whatever it may be. You have to have these same skills to be successful. See, we need to make sure we understand that these skills are so important for cultivating our life well-being. Again, which are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial. Some people put environmental as a well-being that we must be able to address. So we truly, truly got to understand that. Now, why is these relationship skills I mentioned important? It's important, but one of the most important relation skills that you need to have is communication. It's the number one. See, you can repeat this to people over and over. If you want a successful opportunity to be with someone, you have to understand communication is the most important skill to have a successful relationship. See, being able to, when we talk about communication, being able to communicate clearly, being able to consistently state how you feel with the meaning. See, when you feel, people can feel what you mean. And it helps you to develop and move forward to resolve whatever is going on in your life. That's how important communication is. You have to be able to act and listen and then be able to formulate thoughts and then be able to share those thoughts clearly and concise. That's why communication is the most important relationship skill. And a lot of people figure it's not important. It's very important. It's important to all phases of your life, on your job, wherever it may be. You need to be able to communicate with your team. Communicate if you're even working at the assembly line. You might be a team of five. You need to be able to communicate to them when something may be going wrong. You got to be able to talk. You can't be mad. You can't be angry. And you're not able to get what needs to be done, is probably stop a situation that might not be good. We truly, truly want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by then. ask for your location. This is after you press 1. You got to press 1. And then I'll let you know by calling out the last 4 digits of that sale. And then you can chat with Dr. Lona D. Smith on the Dr. Low Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. And tonight we're talking about relationship, being a part of a successful relationship. Do you have the skills? Do you have the skills that I shared earlier to communicate effectively? Do you have the skills to self-advocate for yourself? Do you have the listening skills? Do you have the skills to formulate thoughts and then be able to articulate your thoughts? Do you have the skills of understanding and cultivating your well-being? Do you have the skills to deal with conflict, trust, cooperation, being able to resist social pressure, being able to make sure you develop a sense of mutual health and productive relationship? Do you have the skill to do that? But you must be able to communicate first. We're going to give a shout out to our next sponsor. This is Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We want to give them a shout out because they're strong.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Get an opportunity to go to Facebook if you're on Facebook and go to Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel, or again, because Jennifer Jackson, the CEO of the company, call at 251-369-1344. So let's look at what relation skills look like. And we have to know a good relationship, just remember, a good relationship happens when two people are friends with each other. When you're able to communicate with each other, you're friendly toward each other. You see, that's one of the things when we get caught up in saying friend, just friend, but you have to be friendly before you can be a friend. If you're not friendly, you're not going to be able to function in any kind of relationship. You need the skill. Let me give a shout out to 1993_Sigma. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Then we have the Blue_Commander 1914. Thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you for taking an opportunity. We have Just Coaches join us. Virtual Road Deputy, Line 444. He's joining us. Thank you so much. And it says, I am Diller. And it's favorite. And we got a lot more to go along with this. And just saying, I am Dylan, favorite. And it has Dr. Low Dash Blog. Thank you, Low Smith Blog. Thank you so much for your support. Again, I am Dylan is representing very well here. Thank you so much. As I was saying about what it looks like, you have to be show friendly to be in a relationship. You have to enjoy spending time together. See, it should include the following relationship skills. Friendliness, showing that you're friendly. Some people don't understand what friendliness is. Friendliness others that you can be a nice person to be with. Fairness. You're fair. You're friendly, you're fair. Respect. You show them respect. Everybody, some people out here got to earn their respect. When people don't know you and they show you respect, they ain't earned it right then. Trust. See, you got to be trustworthy. If you can't trust yourself, you will not ever be able to trust someone else. Self-trust is so important. Loyalty. Are you loyal to that person? You got to show your loyalty to whatever you're doing, to your company, to your family, to your friends, to your cohort, to your job. There's so many things you got to show loyalty, honesty. If you're not honest, I tell you, you will not succeed in any kind of relationship. I don't care what type it is, family, friends, romantic, work relationship, whatever it is, you're just not going to be able to operate. And last is faithfulness. You must be faithful. That's what a relationship skills look like. You have to be faithful. Faithfulness is so important. And whatever your understanding of faithfulness is truly, truly how you will be faithful. No matter what I tell you what faithfulness is, you must have a clear understanding of what you think faithfulness is. That leads you to be able to improve the relationship once you know what the relationships are all about and what's required, what the skills, relationship skills. You can improve them by talking with each other. See, that's how the relationship talks. Sit down and have a conversation. Take time. Be genuine while you're listening. Don't interrupt. Plan what you're going to say next. Just use some of what I talked about, formulating thoughts before you respond. So a lot of times people just like to talk. I say you have to be careful with people when you give them a question and there's a yes or no question and they want to talk. See, they're deflecting for what they need to talk about. Some people think they can wear you down. All you do is lead people to not really want to be around you when you do that. So be very careful about just running your mouth just talking just to talk. Because that is a system of nervousness that might come about on you. So sometimes you have to be, you know, brought down. So calm down, slow down just a little bit, because you have to do. But there's a genuine plan by some people when they want to cause a relationship not to be successful, interruption. That's one of their key. I said that earlier. See, some people don't even try to fully understand the perspective that's being sought. They won't ask questions and not willing to give you an answer because that means that they'll be caught where they're not in a no man's land. They don't know how to respond to just being able to get one question. They have to deflect, have to talk about everything, but won't give you the answer. Again, I'm truly a yes or no person. You going to do it? Yes, you're not going to do it. Don't be afraid to tell me you're not going to do it. I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. And so people have to be at that point. But you got to be comfortable in your own skin. I try to be this version of me. So I'm comfortable if you tell me no or yes. If you're not capable of doing it, that's fine. No, if within my health and my ability, I can do it. Even if I'm down on my bed of illness, and if you can't think you can take time to take care of me, then I would have to use the resources to make sure I'm taken care of. Because you have to be able to put yourself in a situation that when you show interest in somebody, you have to put the greatest effort. Be able to share information. That's how you improve skills. Share information. See, sharing information help relationships begin. That's when they begin to come to. That's what many studies said. Share the information you have about a successful relationship, what skills you have. See, learn how to deal with problems. Don't sweep them under the rug. Don't put them in the closet. Be patient. See, that's what love is. Love is be patient. Be positive. That's love too as well. Be forgiven. That's love. But God forgives us for all of our sins. Don't give up too easy. Don't just say, F it, I'm done with it. Talk about everything. Make intimacy a priority. Talk about everything. Make intimacy, that's connect, that's not together, it's two different things. Make intimacy a priority. Go text free. Put your phones down. Don't sit up here when you got to, you're going through and you sit up and say, this is quality time. It's not really quality time when you're doing your thing and the other person doing their thing. You might be on the phone, they may not be even focusing on anything. That is not the time you need to do it. You need to put yourself in. But if you have a problem with that, you need to see yourself as that. Don't get upset and go try to improve on it. You're trying to improve your relationships here. Let me give a shout out to interest_in_earnings_ and look like Mo31. Thank you so much for being a part of this tonight. It'd be nice if you want to send some information, come on and just share about what your investment programs are, you know, how people can earn, whatever they can earn, whether it's through Bitcoin mining or whatever it is. It'd be good because I know we made the connection, and you can come and share, and maybe someone have an interest, and we definitely want to give you an opportunity. So all you have to do is DM me or comment right in the comment area. So we want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. And tonight we're talking about successful relationships. Do you have the skills to have a successful relationship? I'm not talking all about totally a romantic relationship. I'm talking about a family relationship, a friendship, or a work relationship, or a church relationship, whatever. Are you able? Do you have the capability? Do you have the skills to be in a relationship with any form, anybody? If your skills are not working and you say it's just my romantic part, no, it's affecting your family, your friends, your work, your church, whatever you're doing, because your skills are not up to par. Work on those skills. First, identify where your weaknesses are. See how you can improve it so you can be successful. And truly, the ideal is, why are the ideal and the thought we want to look at, why is relationship skills, what we're talking about, important to successful marriages? Why are relationship skills important to a successful marriage? I just want you to think about that. Yeah, last night we had a show, we talked about long-term relationship versus marriage and why so many people are avoiding or getting involved with marriage, but more staying and focusing on situationships and long-term relationships. When the average year of a long-term relationship is 2 to 3 years. So why are you just want to stay just out there without having someone to enjoy some of the things you're talking about in a relationship? You have to ask yourself that. And I particularly go into the black community where we only have 28% of our population married. That's in this country. 28%. You got more people walking around single, walking around loose, don't have to owe anybody, don't want this and that, because I don't want nobody to control me and control my money. And you walk around and you're not happy. You got a time frame. It's a biological clock working with women. You got a clock that you have to work within. Marriage is about family. In our community, it's about family. Individuals don't make a family. In our culture, family is truly where God has blessed us to be with a husband, wife, and children. To have single family home and say, this can help our culture. It cannot. You have to put it in the right perspective. So let's look at why the skills are so important for a successful marriage. First of all, we know communication. You must have good communication with the spouse. It's the most important thing. You got to be able to talk about things. You got to communicate clearly and often. See, part of good communication, effective communication, is being a good listener and taking time to understand what your spouse wants and needs from you. Always keep the line of communication open by talking often. It's not just about things like bills and kids or children. Share your thoughts and your feelings. Furthermore, you need to make sure that you and your spouse, if y'all encountering poor communication, y'all work on improving those relationship skills. The essential relationship skill needed is compassion. That's one of those C's. Compassion, patience, teamwork, forgiveness, listening, and openness. Those are essential relationship skills. The question is, do you have the skills for a successful relationship? I'm going to call out the essential one. You do a checklist for yourself and tell me, do you have the essential relationship skills, or you need to do some work so you can be successful? You need to identify where your pros and your cons, then work on improving those skills. And to go over them again: compassion, patience, teamwork, forgiveness, listening, and openness. These are the skills that's so important to a successful marriage. We already mentioned communication now. That's going to be up at the top. That's the most important skill that you have to have in a relationship. But these others are, you need to make a checklist and see, do I listen? Am I an active listener? Yes or no? Am I openness? Do I have openness? Am I open? Yes or no? Do I forgive? Yes or no? Am I a team player, which is teamwork? Yes or no? Am I patient? Yes or no? Am I compassionate? Yes or no? Create that list. Put your pros and cons. The pro and the con will be the X on each one of the column. You'll know how you stand. Now, what do you need to do to improve on the one you're not hitting or up to par yet? These are the things you need to do if you want to be successful. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, and it's truly an awesome opportunity to come before you. And these are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We want to give them a shout out because they're working hard to support what we're doing, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Give a shout out to those brothers and sponsors of our WBSW Radio. Most of our shows that we are air, they are sponsors. We thank you so much. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad that the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, and they have a couple mottos that they stand by. They say they lead but don't follow. And then next they say, and that's a strong statement, they say, they're going to lead you, and then you just have to follow, because they're going to be putting stuff and implementing things, creating things, innovation. That's what they're talking about, making a difference in our community, serving our community to the maximum. Then they also said they're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we give a shout out to those brothers because they were progressive enough to be a part of what we're doing now. So we want to give them a shout out. Truly, give us a moment where you said thank you, brothers, and I said thank you, brothers. Thank you for being a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I want to give a shout to Haven Butts, 4744. That's Admin Butts, 4744. Priscilla, 1396. Thank you for joining us. We also have the Novelist joining us. Thank you for being a part of this. It's truly being able to bring this to you. We just have a couple more things we need to do. We got about 6 minutes, and we want to share with you in regards to relationships. Tonight's title is, do you have the skills? Do you have the skills? I'm going to say it again. Do you have the skills to be in a successful, healthy relationship or marriage? Do you have the skills? So let me quickly share with you the characteristics and traits of a successful, healthy relationship and healthy marriage. See, starting with a healthy marriage characteristic, the number one thing is communication. See, it's one of the hallmarks of a healthy relationship, having the ability to communicate with your partner openly on how you feel. You have to be able to communicate. Commitment. Are you willing to commit? When you get married, it's a lifelong commitment. If you don't want to be married, go into a long-term relationship which lasts about 2 to 3 years. So every 2 or 3 years, you'll be in a relationship with somebody else, somebody else, somebody. So you become a casual dater with no intention but to be out there to have fun. So you have to work and make sure your commitment skills up to par, if not cultivate those skills. Kindness. Everybody's not kind. People say, show me kindness. You can show them kindness. Acceptance. Accepting what's exactly going on and have the ability to accept how life is, but also be willing to work to make things better. Be understand you and who you are and whose you are, then you have the best understanding of the version of who you are. Next, you have respect. You have to be able to respect yourself before you respect anybody else. No one else can show you more respect to you than you show to yourself. Compromise. There's another challenge. We talked about conflict resolution. When there's a conflict, it's a point you have to be able to compromise instead of going head to head, knocking heads, trying to decide what you're going to do. Compromise is important. So that's a skill that you need to have. It's a characteristic. You have all traits. You have to have friendship. We talked about earlier, we're talking about understanding what gender see in each other, what they want from each other. and they have to understand what each other bring to the table and know exactly what they have. If you're friendly, you have a chance to be successful in a relationship. Affection. See, one of the things they talk about in a marriage for sure, either healthy relationship, is affection. Then they go to the point about deep affection. Are you capable to be, you know, give deep affection? Are you able to show it? There's no way you have an excuse. I can't do it. You can't do anything you want to do. Truly, you can. Too many times people always say, I can't, because you haven't tried hard enough to do it. And you have to try. And if you're not successful, keep on trying. Keep doing it over and over again. Take it to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. Love. See, we talk about love. We said love is patient. And the show called Love Cafe comes to you on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And we talk about the menu. And Love Cafe is all about soothing your appetite. Your appetite for love. You have to understand, being patient. Love is unconditional. Love is respect. Love is caring. Love is a willingness to go to the greatest height to be successful. Love has many things that goes along with it. Feeling heard. In a marriage, a healthy marriage, or a relationship, you have to feel like you're heard. If you don't feel like you're being heard, you're going to turn yourself off from that situation. I also let you be kind of careful that you're not being selfish when you're talking about be heard. Selfish is wanting to be your way. You want to say it and to be your way and don't let the other person get a chance to say anything. And if you don't want them to say anything and your word is supposed to be the final word, it ain't all about that. Two people that are independent individuals have their own thought process. Give them a chance to formulate their thoughts and share their thoughts about it, whether they agree or disagree with you. And it becomes a compromise, compromise. Like, but don't get upset. I'm not being heard. And I'm not doing this. But the thing about it, they're listening to you, but they got a right to have a response. And it might not be the response that you want. It's one of the things we talk about when we say that what both genders, when a man looking on someone that's agreeable. Not always challenge being disagreeable. You're creating disagreements. You want to have that because you're 80% in and 20% out. You think the grass is always greener on the other side, and they're always that way. Mutual intimacy. You got to have mutual intimacy. And you do all you can do. It's not about you doing more. You're in this together, and if you do more to get it going, do it. Because it helps both of you. Spirituality. And truly, truly, we understand everybody have their faith and we understand we're Christian. And some people say we're not Christian. But truly, you have to be spiritually tuned up every day. Spiritually tuned up and have values. If you don't have any values, you're not going to be able to be sure. Companionship is very important. Admiration, you admire what other people are doing. You tell them that you're proud of you. And it ought to bring a smile over your face because someone sees what you're doing and they're proud of you. Respect, trust, and the ability to deal with crisis, which is conflict, resolution, and a lot of times we truly, truly want to say it helps us to deal with trust. It helps us to deal with stress. It helps us to deal with crisis. See, when you deal with conflict and have a resolution for your conflict, you can deal with the stress. You can deal with crisis. You're not, oh, woe me, oh, I'm in such a bad shape. You begin to put a plan together. You deal with stress by putting a plan together. Then after you put it together, put it in action. It's for your well-being and for your marriage or your relationship. That's how you have healthy relationships. That was the characteristics. These are some traits I want to share with you right quick before we step off. We got one more thing, just some supporting tools for you in a healthy relationship and a marriage, or just for your health in general. Traits of share love, share your love map. See, you got a love map. It's a love map. Can you nurturing, fondness, and adoration. That's what traits are. Nurturing, fondness, and adoration. Turn toward each other instead of away. Don't walk away from them. Turn to them. Give them a hug. Hold on to them. Hold on tight. That's a trait of a skill that leads you to a healthy relationship and a marriage. Letting your partner influence you. It's okay. It's all right. Solving your solvable problems. See, all the problems that you encounter can have a solution to it. You have to take time and plan action to address the solution, address the problem through a solution. Overcoming gridlock. So don't sit there and be fussing and stuck on it. Don't just get stuck on it. Because you're there, you're at gridlock. You can't move forward. The responsibility. Sensitivity. You got to be toward your spouse. You got to be sensitive toward what they're going through. Again, the word compassion as a trait. And selflessness. Selflessness, not selfishness. So you have to be selfless. That trait you have to have if you want a healthy relationship and a healthy marriage. And as we close out, if you are needing support, you need to seek counseling or therapist. It's not a time frame on how long you need to be there. It's as long as you need to be the best version of yourself. There's several organizations that's out there, and one of the ones that do provide, if you have insurance, I mean, I have insurance, they have programs to help. That's betterhelp.com. Type it in and tell them what your problem is, and they're going to provide you some therapy and some counseling. This is the kind of support you have. There are many other organizations. You have a coalition of individuals serving in the community. Just like you have professionals, you have clergymen, you have lay educators who's there to help you to find courses. They got education courses, training programs, and many resources. This is how you support the skills or relationship skills to have a healthy relationship and a successful relationship. Truly, thank you so much, each and every one, for joining us. Tomorrow night, we're going to be making Do What It Do on I Am Not the Host. I'm not the host on tomorrow night's show. That will be Ms. Lisa Levine, and we're going to tell the truth prime time. We've got some awesome topics. Talking about some educational thoughts as well as some social thoughts. I want to give a shout out to Scorpio Dash Deathlock. You're counting how many viewers on there. Thank you so much. It's going to understand. You know, I appreciate everything you're saying. One of those seven and many others. So, but things are truly a great opportunity to come before you. God has blessed you. But tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we got Tell the Truth Prime Time. Our host with the most is Lisa Levine, and I'll be joining her as a production person and a co-host to make sure the show go off with a bang. Truly, truly, thank y'all for taking time to be a part of this. And as we close out, I always want to tell you I love you all. I truly love you all. It's from my heart. It's coming from my heart. And hashtag I want you to focus on is hashtag responsible. That's the one we're going to focus on tonight, responsible. When you're responsible, you're all right with being held accountable. If your relationship skills are not up to par, you ought to be held accountable, and you're responsible for improving them if you want a healthy or successful relationship. Y'all have an awesome rest of the night. I truly, truly want to tell y'all, God has blessed us to come before you one more time, and I'm excited and truly blessed to be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m., and we're going to make it do what it do, Tell the Truth Prime Time with the host with the most, Lisa Levine, and I'll be joining her to make sure everything through the production end and the co-host do what it should do. So have an awesome rest of the night. And then on Thursday, we have the Love Cafe going to be coming at 6 o'clock. The Love Cafe is truly a love talk show that soothes your appetite. Tomorrow night is going to address the social issues, all issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Truly, we are blessed to have an opportunity to come before you. Thank you so much for being a part. And as we get ready to close out, I want to truly tell you that without God's vision, we wouldn't be here for 6 years. On September 27th, 2023, would be our 6th year. And 643 episodes. See how God is. He's awesome. When he gives you something, trust and believe in him. He knows you capable because he knows the plan for each and every one of us. Can't live without him. He may try, but you're gonna bounce around, move around, but you won't get to the place you need to be unless you follow the plan he has for you. Have an awesome rest of the night. Truly, God has been so good. And as we close out, I want to share it with you. I love you, and I am a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.